What up, fuckers? This is your host, Ryan Van Wyk, back with another episode of my Anchor podcast. I was so pissed last night, not just because of the riots and Pumpkin Tits inciting the riots, but I was more pissed because I was at work yesterday at my other job, Meijer, where I push carts mostly for the day. I was so pissed because I was supposed to be working with this guy, Marco, last night, and this fucking asshole, Marco, walked off and did the job. So he basically was only there for like an hour. He got pissed off, claims I wasn't doing shit, then fucking walked off and says I fucking quit and didn't come back. In my opinion, because he did it that way, he should not be hired back at Meijer. I said, you fucking guys hired him back 7 times. I said, hopefully you guys learned your lesson and you don't hire him back. Excuse me, I just belched her. So I got pissed off. So I basically had to do the parking lot by myself for like 5.5 hours yesterday, going from when Marco quit at 5 o'clock. So from 5 o'clock to like 11, so about 6 hours, I was by myself in the parking lot doing the carts by myself, and I had to do both sides. We have a grocery side and a pharmacy side where both of them have cart corrals in it. So basically we were pushing the carts in, and then all of a sudden I was in the middle of doing trash when Manny, one of the managers, comes up to me and says, we need you over on grocery. I'm like, what for? He's like, Marco just fucking quit. I'm like, God damn it. And so I had to go out there and do that. And basically our security person, Megan, was trying to chase Marco down. And basically she was trying to get him to stay, but Marco didn't want to listen. And he drove off in the middle of her talking to him because he's a piece of shit. And then I went, and then earlier, me and my mom, we were doing some shopping, and because we were getting some stuff for the house anyway that we're so desperately wanting to move from. So we're trying to move out of our apartment, but we're still here, got no money to move, but obviously that's just what happens when you don't have money and you don't make enough. But the more main reason was we were at Walmart. And we were doing some shopping. Basically, our plan was to go in there, get 10 things, and then fucking come out. And then all of a sudden we come out spending about $400 worth of shit. And most of it was just the movies I got today. And so I ended up buying Malcolm X, the movie Ali, Rambo, and the whole complete series of all 8 seasons of the TV show House. And House is a pretty good show. It was more sarcastic, but I was kind of tempted, because I saw another show that was there called Welcome Back, Kotter, which was also the complete series. It was all 4 or 5 seasons of the show, or however long it was on for. And I was tempted to buy that too. My mom says, "Well, let's do one at a time." She says, "We'll get the show House, and then maybe in the next week or two, if the Welcome Back, Kotter still there, then we can buy it." So we're waiting for that. But just to get into baseball trades, there have been some. For baseball today, Francisco Lindor was traded to the New York Mets from the Indians. But supposedly the Cleveland Indians are supposed to be changing their name. I don't know what name they're going to exactly be using. But they traded Francisco Lindor to the New York Mets. I'm not sure who they're getting in return. But then we also have a whole bunch of other dealings. Like I said, I'm not too happy with the Cubs right now because they got rid of Darvish. And I can understand them getting rid of Caratini. Caratini was a backup catcher to Contreras. So I've been hearing rumors that they're trying to shop Contreras. But I said, hell, you already made the mistake in releasing Schwarber. And Schwarber's going to be picked up by somebody eventually. It's just a matter of who. You already made the mistake in letting Schwarber go. You already made the mistake in not offering an extension to Lester. And then you just traded Darvish. I said, now you really got no pitchers at all. But the Cubs did get Zach Davies in that trade. That's the pitcher that the Cubs are getting in return for trading Yu Darvish to the Padres. So now they're going to have Zach Davies, and Zach Davies is okay, but not great. And then the Bulls are going to suck this year because they really haven't been playing to my liking. So anyway, the Bulls are 4-4. They ended up losing yesterday. I think they're 4-4, something like that. They lost to Sacramento, and Billy Donovan, the Bulls head coach, I'm not sure how long they signed him for, but let's see how long they go for. And I also just got done eating dinner. I actually went out when I was at Walmart, Me and my mom picked up a rotisserie chicken, but it's pre-made, so it's already warmed up. You don't have to cook it, so it's already on the grill, when you walk into the store. And so we picked that up, and then we picked up something in the frozen food aisle, and it's not something that I've never even actually had. Well, I've had Brussels sprouts before, but I've never had it with bacon. So they were advertising this little bowl, and it comes in a little tray, and it's Brussels sprouts mixed in with little bits of bacon. And so we picked it up. So I tried one, my mom tried one, and then and so basically I liked it, she did too. So she liked the Brussels sprouts and with the little bit of bacon. And then there was something else that I picked up a loaded potato one, but I didn't eat the loaded potato one. Basically I'll probably save that for when I go on work tomorrow, because I was po like I said, I was supposed to work 4 to 8 tomorrow, but instead I'm doing 2 to 10 tomorrow and Saturday because of this guy Marco quitting and walking off. And hopefully they don't hire him back. Hopefully they're done with him. The only reason why they hired him back this time was because he worked at Golden Corral, and Golden Corral is closed right now due to that pandemic shit. So basically he needed a job when they closed, and when the unemployment ran out, he needed something. And then my college team just started too. My phone just going off with notifications about them starting right now. I'm a big University of Illinois basketball fan for college, and so basically they're playing right now against whoever the fuck they're playing against. So I guess I'll keep have to keep track of that. And basically, after Pumpkin Tits leaves on January 20th, would I still be posting videos about him? It's a yes and no probably thing. And I might move on to Biden now, because Biden, even though he is president, I would like to keep everybody informed on whether Biden does good or bad. Basically, with Pumpkin Tits, there wasn't really anything good about him. I said basically I criticized him because the guy was a piece of shit and he fucked up badly. So basically, I basically talked shit about him because and basically why and people said, well, why don't you say anything good about Pumpkin Tits? I said, because there isn't anything good to say about him. So basically, that's just the thing about it. I said, if you do good, then I will say something good about it. But Pumpkin Tits didn't do anything good. He spent more time golfing and tweeting and inciting violence. That ain't good shit. That ain't good, is it? No, it's not. But my mom has featured on a few of my videos. She was on one of my videos earlier when I was going shopping. And then I just got off my po off the podcast with Overnight Drive. Like I said, they're really well-known guys. They're really great. And basically, once I get my vacation time rolling in, I would like to try to be able to go out to New York and meet them, because they're really cool. And I said I've always wanted to move to New York, but it's expensive, and you gotta have a good amount of money coming in order to do this, and stuff like that. I'm not sure what the minimum wage is in New York. I know in Indiana it's been the same for the past 12 years, and they need to fucking raise it. I said nobody could survive off of $7.25 an hour in Indiana, and that's why a lot of the people in Indiana are doing two jobs, because they can't afford to do one, or they can't afford to live off of one job, so they have to do at least two. I only made the mistake in coming to Indiana because when I was leaving Illinois, I didn't have anywhere to go, so I ended up with my mom and my grandmother. My grandmother died about 3 years after I moved out to Indiana, and eventually we ended up living in her house. And then we stayed in her house for another 3 years after she died, before my uncle eventually made the mistake in selling it. And now I said I miss my grandmother's house, even though we lived in the middle of nowhere. But I missed my grandmother's house in Indiana because it was a 6-bedroom house. I said that would have been perfect for my brothers to come out and my sister to come out, but obviously that never happened. We never stayed. But basically, we were like in the middle of nowhere. The only good thing was that it set right off the lake. But eventually, we got rid of it. Now my grandmother's house has been defamed. Basically, and what I mean by that is because the last time I was in the town that she lived in, Cedar Lake, Indiana, the guy that brought the house from my uncle is a Pumpkin Tit supporter, and he had Pumpkin Tit flags all over the damn house. Now, if my grandmother was still alive and she saw that, she would have been pissed. I don't know if you guys saw it. We had a couple 60-point games in basketball the other day. We had Stephen Curry score 62 against Portland, And then we had Bradley Beal score 60 points yesterday against who the fuck they were playing against. Bradley Beal plays for the Washington Wizards, and he scored 60 points yesterday. So that was kind of cool to see those two. And my mom was making the joke the other day because we did have that one player, Wilt Chamberlain, back in the 1960s, had scored that 100-point game, and nobody's came close to it except for Kobe, who had 81. And rest in peace, Kobe, because I know you've been dead for over, about a year now. I said, it kind of sucks that you died, and obviously you were like one of the greatest players to ever play the game. But that was a heartbreaking moment when I heard about him dying. But he did score 81 points in the in that one game. I think it was against Toronto Raptors back in, I forget how many years ago that was. But he scored 81 points, and he was the second player. He was like the second player to score like the most points. But Wilt Chamberlain still holds the record for 100, and I've always said I was always wanted it to be topped, but it's kind of hard to do it now because, but Wilt Chamberlain played at a time when you didn't have the three-pointer, and the shot clock at the time wasn't invented yet, at least not that I can remember. So he was able to score all these points without having to shoot a three and without ever having the shot clock until later on. And I said that was kind of cool to, that would have been cool to see that 100-point game. And I would love to, and I would like to see it broken, but I doubt that it's going to happen now because now with the 3-point shot and with the shot clock being in, it's going to be kind of hard because you're going to have to shoot that ball up pretty fast in order to try to get these amount of points. And the only way I could see 100 points be broken is that it has to be done in overtime. So you got to have just the four quarters and the game be tied for overtime, and that's the only way I could see the 100 points be broken in the game. Now, and I, like I said, I already named off my the movies I brought today, and then I got the two books that I got the other day when I was at Walmart again. And when I was at Walmart, I brought Andrew Cuomo's book about the crisis on leadership for the pandemic, and then I got Barack Obama's book, and I haven't started reading those yet because I'm reading the Bob Woodward book. And Bob Woodward basically exposes Pumpkin's hits for not taking the virus seriously, and I kind of knew that he wouldn't. But I did was but I did brought my other movies though too. Like I brought the Deep Blue Sea movie, the Terminator Genesis, the fifth movie. These were movies I had brought last week, and so I was watching Deep Blue Sea 3 yesterday. And it was more fucked up than the first two. So that's that on that part, and then I did watch the ter and I but now because with me because I was hunting for Terminator Genesis for a while and I couldn't find it, especially even at when I was at Meijer and everything like that, they didn't have it. So I was hunting trying to find the Terminator Genesis. And eventually, I found it over at Walmart the other day, and I'm like, damn it, they got it, and so I picked it up and purchased it. So now I got all five movies of the Terminator series. Or six now, there's six of them. So I got all six Terminator movies now, so that's all complete. Now there's only a couple movies that I'm missing. I'm missing Prince Caspian from the Chronicles of Narnia film series, and then I'm missing the third Insidious movie because there's four. The first one was called Insidious, then they got Insidious Chapter 2, Insidious Chapter 3, and then the last one that they made was Insidious Last, The Last Key or something again, I think was the last one. I haven't watched it yet because I'm the type of person that doesn't watch a movie out of order. I have to watch it in order. And since I've never saw the Rambo movies, I gotta start from the first one and work my way up. So now I got the Rambo movies to watch. I'm watching right now Malcolm X. I got it on pause right now while I'm doing this. But I brought Malcolm X at the store earlier today, and my main reasoning for buying it is not because of Spike Lee being the director. It's more along the lines of I like Denzel Washington, who plays the character Malcolm X in the film. And I've always been a big Denzel Washington fan. I've got like over 20 different movies of his, so I'm like, yes, I'm a big fan. Same thing with Jamie Foxx. I'm a big fan of Jamie Foxx, and I also got about 15 to 20 movies of his. So that's another thing about that. So I keep myself entertained with all this. And then this movie was based, it was basically a book that it was basically written from a book Basically, the head that when you pop in the movie in the first couple of minutes, it says, from the movie Malcolm X, anyway, it states, it says, based on the book, the autobiography of Malcolm X as told by Alex Haley. Alex Haley was also the guy that the TV show Roots was based on. Basically, the TV show Roots was based on Alex Haley's life. Basically, his family being slaves and all that stuff, and it's passed on from generation to generation. Still kind of interesting to know. Then I gotta do laundry tomorrow, so basically it's laundry day. And then next week I'm gonna have to wait because I was originally me and my mom had went to Walmart earlier only because we were talking about wanting to get pillows, and because my pillows are old and nasty and dirty, we were talking about wanting to get new ones. And so we went there for everything else, and then after we got out of the store, I'm like, we forgot about the pillows. And my mom's like, yeah, the main thing that we went for. I said, yeah, we didn't buy the pillows. I said, I need new pillows. You need new pillows. I said, we're gonna have to wait for like another week now because now we got nothing, basically, for that part. And my check doesn't come in from Meijer again until Thursday of next week. So it's gonna go a whole week where I don't get paid for that until I get paid again. And so I was like, but like I said, it's gonna be a, and this movie is a long movie though too. It's a 3-hour and 22-minute movie. And I said, I've seen movies longer than this. Like I saw The Stand, that was a 6-hour film, and it was the longest movie I've ever saw. And then the second longest movie after that was that movie called Lawrence of Arabia. That was like a 3-hour movie. That was like a 3-hour and 46-minute movie. And then I saw the Ben-Hur movie, the one with Charlton Heston. That was also 3 hours. And then also that other one that I saw was The King of Kings. I think that was a Jesus Christ movie. It was like that was also like 3 hours. So like I said, I've seen a lot of fucking long movies. And then also to put it out there, we have sad news in the world of acting though too. Marion Ramsey, who played the soft-spoken officer Laverne Hooks in the TV sh in the movie Police Academy, has died. She was in her 70s. And then the other one was Tanya Roberts, and Tanya Roberts was known for her role in that 70s show, and she was also known for her role in that one Bond movie called A View to a Kill. And so, like I said, we're losing a lot of famous actors. I said, so far there's a few actors that should have died, but they're still alive, and I'm surprised they haven't died yet. I said Betty White next week is gonna be 99, and she's still around, and she hasn't died yet. And then you got Norman Lloyd, who just turned 106, and he's fucking still alive. If he lives until November of this year, he'll be 107. I said he's gonna have to die eventually. I said he can't go on living forever. But eventually, that's another thing. Clint Eastwood, another actor, big time one. He's gonna be 91 this year. And I said I haven't heard anything of him dying yet. Gene Hackman too, same thing. And Gene Hackman, I said, I'm surprised that he hasn't still acted. I said he retired from acting in 2004, but even though the guy is still alive, I'm surprised he didn't continue on acting. And the last movie that I think he appeared in was Welcome to Mooseport in 2004. Not a movie I've ever seen, don't care to see, but that was the last movie that he did. But that's another thing that we just keep on talking about there. Now I have to look up a dating site thing. I don't know if I would want to do it, but you know, I'm always the type of person, I'm picky on what sites I use for when it comes to dating or anything. And then when I was talking to the Hans and Andrew from the Overnight Drive, they mentioned Tinder, and I said, and it's a dating site, but usually I'm not one to really date. And then there is a website that I use called Plenty of Fish, but I don't. And then he mentioned Grindr. I said Grindr's for the gay people. He's like, how did you know that? I said because I have a brother that's gay that uses it, so that's how I know. So that's just one thing. Now I'm waiting for this website to just download and see how this works. I hate those ones where you have to basically, on most dating sites, you got to put your credit card information in. I hate doing that because me and my mom share a joint account. So if anything does happen with when it comes to the credit card, she will fucking know about it, and I don't like that. There's another app that's on here too, and I don't use it as much. It's called Hangout. They also got something called Meet Black Singles nearby. I'm actually, for me, I love my black woman. I said because they don't take no shit. So eventually, I wouldn't. I'm not against dating black women. I said I would love to date one. They also got one for dating Latin, for dating Mexican women. Huh, this is fun. This is fun. This is a funny one. Uber horny. Ha. Now the thing is loading, so now we're just waiting on it. Oh, there we go. Now we're gonna look and see what we got here. Let's log in with Facebook. I'm not gonna use my phone number because it's not something I want to use. Ah, shit. Now it's gonna fucking ask me to put my fucking phone number in. Fucking assholes. There we go. Continue. Now, I agree. Oh, this is fucking funny. We're asking you, what is your sexual orientation? And the choices are straight, gay, lesbo, bisexual, asexual, demisexual, pansexual, queer, and then questioning. Fucking. Okay, now that's all set. Now just got my Tinder profile just set up. Now there was another one I used to use called Plenty of Fish. Now I gotta remember exactly if I still have my account activated. Now check to make sure if I said if you follow my podcast or not, or you follow me anywhere else, like on Facebook and Instagram. Then you could follow. Then you would have to check it yourself. I can't remember, but my name on Plenty of Fish was Mr. 69, and that's because my favorite sex position is the 69 position. So it's like so basically you would have to check on online to see if that account is still active. I can't remember if it is, and if it's not, then I just have to recreate it. Yeah, that's my movie, Malcolm X. I just had to put that on pause. So when you have it in a hibernation mode where you got the video on pause, the video shuts itself off after a certain amount of activity not being picked up. So the movie turned itself off. I just turned it back on. Now it's gonna take a while to watch the House series that I got because, like I said, there's 8 seasons and there's a lot of Oh shit! Hold on. There's a lot of how many minutes of this? Oh, this is 128 hours and 40 minutes. God, that's because it's 8 seasons, and the shows are about an hour. And it's got a lot of famous actors in this show, House. Bitch, fucker. You got Omar Epps in the show. Then you got Hugh Laurie, who plays the main guy. God, I can't remember who was on the show. Shit. But you had Omar Epps playing one of the doctors, and then you had Hugh Laurie, and then you had, here, I gotta pull up the cast, because they had a lot of famous people. And you also had LL Cool J, I think, in a few of the episodes. Like in the TV show, you had Lisa Edelstein, Hugh Laurie, Robert Sean Leonard, Jesse Spencer, Jennifer Morrison, Omar Epps, Olivia Wilde. The show went off the air in 2012. But let's see, you had a whole bunch of people on this damn show, like over 1,000 people up here. Like I said, you had Hugh Laurie, Omar Epps, Robert Sean Leonard, Jesse Spencer, Lisa Edelstein, Bob and Bergstrom, Jennifer Morrison, Peter Jacobson. You had Olivia Wilde, Cal Penn. You had Odette Annabelle, Charlene, Anne Dudek, Jennifer Foley, Amber Tamblyn, Liz Bonet, Stephanie Vendito, Celia Ward, Michael Weston, Ron Perkins. Then you had David Morse. Then there was a then you had Trey McBride, who only appeared in 5 episodes. The show was mainly centered on mainly the show was centered on Hugh Laurie and Omar Epps, and the main guys that appeared in the majority of the episodes. Eventually the lady, Lisa Edelstein, basically her character had run off the air after 2011, so in the 6th season, she when they were getting ready to cancel the show, I think for the or yeah, when they were getting ready to end the show, basically she did not appear in the last season because she refused to take a pay cut. And then that's when she walked away. So she was just being a greedy bitch. But anyway, but that's not the point. But she was a good actor for the show. And obviously, she was just not happy with the fact that they were gonna, cut her out of the show. Or not exactly cut her out of the show, or obviously how you want to put it. She should have taken the pay cut, but obviously she was too greedy and didn't want to. So eventually that was her mistake. But obviously, if you like. But basically, if you like the podcast, you can basically donate if you want to. I'm not begging you to, but obviously, if you want to donate, that's your choice. But it's like, but like I said, but I was having been frustrated. I was embarrassed yesterday by the riots that were caused by Pumpkin Tit supporters, and I said, and I basically had said it on my YouTube video earlier. If you're a fucking pumpkin tit supporter still after this fucking shit happened, then you are not a patriot. You're a fucking and goddamn embarrassment to this fucking country, and you're nothing more than a fucking low-life piece of shit terrorist. And I said, like for me, I'm not a Democrat, I'm not a Republican, but I don't even do stupid shit like this. And that's the one thing that these fucking people are. And then, of course, Matt Gaetz's dumbass basically said, "Oh, it was Antifa dressed up as pumpkin tit supporters." No, it was pumpkin tit supporters, basically being themselves. being inbred, being stupid. That's what pumpkin tit supporters are. But I've never been more embarrassed and disgusted by what I fucking saw and heard.